This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Given up on America yet? You might be excused for escaping to New Zealand this week, but there's no way to escape the U.S. government, as several hundred people have learned doing their taxes overseas in the past few years. And it's about to get worse. The Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act, otherwise known as FACTA, the law was passed in 2010, takes effect in July of 2014, and requires all financial institutions around the world to report to the IRS the earnings and assets of American citizens abroad. The law was supposed to crack down on tax evasion and offshore tax havens, but it has had the effect of convincing hundreds of the some 6 million Americans abroad to turn in their passports, to just bag U.S. citizenship altogether. Ruth Freeborn, who lives in Canada, is one of those people. And Jackie Bunyan is an advisor to people like Ruth. She's the head of the American Citizens Abroad Tax Advocacy Chapter in Geneva, Switzerland.
The situation has become extremely complicated and tense for Americans overseas recently. First of all, we're subject to citizenship-based taxation, which means we have to file taxes not only in the country where we live, which is normal, but also to the United States. Then on top of this citizenship-based taxation, the FATCA law was passed in 2010. Now, the purpose of FATCA was to go after tax evasion. This makes sense for accounts where Americans are resident in the United States and are hiding money and really evading taxes through accounts overseas. But for Americans overseas, those foreign bank accounts are their local bank accounts. And what is happening now is because of the perceived threat and legal threat recognized by the foreign financial institutions, they are just deciding that it's easier to eliminate Americans as clients. And it's become a major, major, major problem.
All right. Well, Jackie Bunyan, hold on right there. Let's get a reality check from Ruth Freeborn. Now, did your financial institutions, Ruth, in Canada, seem pretty annoyed by having to do this paperwork because of the FATCA law?
It's not just the paperwork. I actually wrote to the Canadian Bankers Association, and it's the cost to the banks to implement this with actually no benefit to Canada whatsoever. And most Americans in Canada would never owe any tax to the United States. It's just a lot of hoop jumping and very expensive for low- and middle-income expats to comply with.
All right. Well, Ruth, let me ask you. I mean, I gather your American citizenship was worth something to you, emotionally or otherwise.
It was worth a lot to me.
Yeah.
And I still feel, I'm very grateful to the United States for my childhood and upbringing there. I have no animosity towards the United States.
But did the FACTA law make you feel like the U.S. government didn't trust you?
It made me feel that I was being lumped in with criminal drug lords and money launderers. And not only that, I was a stay-at-home mom. I don't have any income. They wanted me to our bank to report on my foreign spouse's income. He's Canadian. He's never lived or worked in the United States. He's supported myself. And he objected strongly to having that kind of data turned over to the United States when he's never been a citizen there. It just became almost impossible for me to keep my American citizenship. I became a liability to my family, and it was not a decision I took lightly at all. But I felt that I was being put in a position to choose between my Canadian family here and my country of birth.
So this is not an outrageous, unusual story from your perspective, Jackie Bunyan.
It's not an unusual story, but I'm still outraged that the U.S. government is creating laws that are forcing its citizens to renounce their citizenship. Taxes should not be associated with citizenship. Taxes should be associated with where you reside. That's where you get government services.
Well, Jackie Bunyan and Ruth Freeborn, I'm a little envious of both of you. You know why?
No.
Well, you both are in countries that actually have a functioning government there in Canada and Switzerland.
Yes,
well,
that's true.
Well, I hope that in the future it will get back on the rails, but I think that right now it's gone off the deep end.
And feeling pretty good about that Canadian passport today, Ruth?
I'm very grateful to Canada. Yes, I am.
Ruth Freeborn, 55-year-old American living in Canada who recently relinquished her American citizenship because of onerous tax regulations. And Jackie Bunyan, tax team director at American Citizens Abroad in Geneva. That's a nonprofit advocacy group for American expatriates. Jackie and Ruth, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.